They are setting up the Toyota Center here in Houston for Sunday afternoon's Game 4. The Warriors leading this opening round series 2-1. I'm Lawrence Scott. A practice on this Saturday, giving us another chance to hear from both Stephen Curry and head coach Steve Kerr. And we start with the reigning MVP on how he's feeling heading into Sunday's Game 4.
Steve said he would expect you to play tomorrow. Can you give us some thoughts how you feel your status is?
That's the plan. Still get some treatment and do what I need to do to get ready for the game tomorrow and go out and warm up, and as long as it continues to feel like it does right now and not have any setbacks after practice today, I should be good.
Steph, you've had ankle issues before. How does this compare? Like, is that how you're able to know really where you stand on this?
This is kind of a different, dealing with different symptoms than I did in the past, but obviously the same foot, so I kind of know, just like in game two when I went out and tried to warm up, what I couldn't do on the floor and was, you know, forced to kind of sit out and since then kind of assess each day the progress and know really for me the only thing I need to be sure about is the stability of it when I need to call on a certain move or a certain pivot or plant, change of direction, change of speed, that my ankle will be underneath me. And I feel I'm at that point right now. I can deal with a little bit of pain and discomfort. That's kind of, or I call it, shouldn't be not pain, discomfort that that comes along with it, as long as it feels stable.
How tough has it been to sit and watch?
It's tough. I mean, that's this is the playoffs, man. This is what you want to be ready for, and see your guys out there fighting, doing what they need to do to help us get wins. I want to be out there with them and enjoy that atmosphere. So. Hopefully, this game three was the last one I'll miss.
How much did you enjoy spending a few minutes with Carlos yesterday in the Astros?
Well, they showed a lot of love, opening their doors, kind of giving me a behind the scenes look at the locker room and clubhouse and all that. And obviously, he's a young talent that's going to be around for a long time. So, a really humble guy that, you can tell he works hard, has a great attitude about what he does, and enjoys the opportunity he has playing in the majors. So I got to kind of see the behind the scenes of how he gets ready for games and things like that.
AJ Hinch said it was a treat to meet the best and shake hands with you, the manager. What do you think about that?
I know he says he's a Bay Area guy too, so it's kind of special to know that we got support all across different sports and different parts of the country. So that means a lot.
After missing the last 6 days, where do you think you are conditioning-wise, would you say?
I've done some things in the past 3 or 4 days to stay in decent shape. Obviously, you can't simulate a playoff kind of intensity, but I think all the work I've done over the course of the season and the summer will hopefully keep me as close to what I was a week ago as possible, and then I'll be able to hopefully find my second win pretty quick tomorrow. So I don't foresee that being an issue going forward.
Did you learn anything about the Rockets by sitting back and having to watch instead of actively being in the game?
It's more kind of our play and how they respond to it. I think if we take care of the basketball and make a simple play, we usually find open shots and have, a good rhythm to what we're doing. Game three, I was watching in the back and kind of seeing the first half. We had a lot of turnovers and a lot of jumbled possessions, and that fueled their offense. And they, especially in this building, you can't give them, life and get the crowd, let the crowd into the game. And they did a great job of obviously doing that. So the Rockets did. So coming out of game four, it's important how we start. I hope to have a part in it.
And just after the practice on this Saturday, head coach Steve Kerr addressing the media. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Expect Steph to play. He scrimmaged today. We went full court, 5-on-5. He didn't have any pain this morning or after the workout, so we're expecting him to play, but we'll see how he is tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Well, take care.
What gives you that confidence just from what you saw?
The fact that he has no pain and the fact that he went through the 3-on-3 yesterday and the full court scrimmage today and had no pain and no limping. Said he's fine.
That'd be something you gauge throughout the game too, his conditioning, and keep an eye on that also.
Yeah, the conditioning, the rhythm, you know, after being off that long, that's an issue. But we'll monitor that. And Steph doesn't take too long to get his rhythm back generally, so I think he'll be fine, but we may have to alter the substitution pattern a little bit, get him out earlier, depending on his wind. We'll see.
Are you guys haven't lost back-to-back all season? It says a lot about the competitive spirit of this team. Do you feel that going into game four?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we're very proud of. Generally, when we've lost, we've bounced back really well and played not only hard but intelligently. I think we need to play more intelligently than we did in game three. And I think we will. Well, I just told them that, so they better be aware of it. It's a good reminder of how we've always responded all season long. So let's respond the same way and bounce back and play a better game tomorrow.
Steve, how do you feel about a couple of the calls that you gave yesterday? Retroactive flagrant on Draymond Green and also what they called on James Harden.
It doesn't matter. I appreciate the league trying to be transparent about calls. On the other hand, it puts the referees in a pretty tough spot, and you can't change the call afterwards. So it doesn't really make any difference either way.
You've been a guy that says last 2 minutes or get the review, but what about the other?
The other 46? Yeah. I mean, it's an impossible game to officiate. It really is. And, players are constantly testing the limits of what they can get away with on every team. And the officials are doing the best they can. They got a tough job. They got 8 million things to look at. And, like I said last week, every team I've ever been on, we thought for sure we were getting a raw deal from the official, every team. So trust me, if one side thinks they're getting a bad deal, so does the other, and that's just the way it goes. But you just got to come out and play.
Hey, Steve. The Rockets were talking about the chess match and how they made changes last time. You had to make sure Harden could get more shots and more involved. How does the chess match work with you guys now? Have you made adjustments, counter adjustments?
I know we're going to have to think about how we bring our pawn out first. If we want to do that, the full two spaces, I could expose our bishop. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to the staff. Luke Walton only plays checkers, though, so it's going to be,
wow,
tough.
Wow. You're a straight man now. Huh?
Yeah. Sorry. No, there's adjustments every game. Minor things. Maybe you add a play here or there. Maybe you switch the rotation around a little bit. They, they put Monty Unis in the starting lineup for game two. That was their big adjustment, and only really played 7 guys last game. There's always things that you see on tape that you think, all right, we'll make a change here or there, and then you do it and you see if it works. So, but I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. Steve, you've talked about the difficulty of coming back after not playing for 6-7 days, as Steph has. And you also said he usually doesn't take long to find his rhythm. What do you realistically expect?
Well, because he looks fine physically now, he's not limping, and he's had 2 days to get a lot of basketball work in and some rhythm and some conditioning. I think he'll be fine. It's hard to tell, see how many minutes he's going to play, how well he's going to play. Who knows? But he's got a lot of confidence in his game, and I think the last 2 days have given him confidence in his body, and that's important.
And you talked a little bit yesterday about the spacing. I mean, even if he's not at his Steph Curry sharpest, how much does the dynamics of tomorrow's game change with him just out?
Yeah, I mean, he draws a defender wherever he is, so it opens up lanes. And obviously when we have Steph and Clay out there, there's really a lot of floor space to work with. So whether Steph makes shots at a high rate or not, I mean, he's going to make an impact on the game. But as I said, it's not really just about Steph and his performance. It's about how intelligently we play. We had way too many unforced errors the other night at both ends of the floor, and we got to clean that stuff up, and that's our main focus.
Do you have to strategize or make decisions around Kaka Howard or any type of strategy like that when you're fouling on purpose?
We don't spend a lot of time fouling generally. We've done it more in this series than we ever have. So we prefer not to. We like the pace of the game to stay fast so we can get up and down the floor. But, you know, if the situation calls for it, then you do it. It's just a kind of a feel thing.
How does it benefit you?
Well, if they miss free throws, then okay, we get the ball back. So, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes they make the free throws.
So it looks like Steph is, you know, progressing really well. Can you reveal how worried you were at some point?
I was worried when I put him back in the game in game one and he was limping around. That worried me. And the next couple of days, he clearly wasn't ready to play. And so, he's progressed well over the past 6 days. So there's been a greater sense of, you know, this is going to be okay. With each day. But the first few days, we didn't know if he'd miss one game or the whole series.
Why did you place him as inactive when you did? Like, why not just even open up the chance to just use him if he's in his practice?
We weren't going to use him. He wasn't ready. It wasn't worth it. We weren't going to, you know, all of a sudden throw him out there for one play. It just wasn't a thought.
Do you anticipate a minute restriction like you mentioned yesterday, maybe because of conditioning?
Probably, mainly based on conditioning. But we'll just monitor that. We don't have anything set in stone right now. We'll just watch him and see how he's doing and listen to him and go from there.
So as the series rolls on, game four again on Sunday afternoon here in Houston, and then Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, we'll have game five with this Warriors Sound practice report on Saturday afternoon. I'm Lawrence Scott.